USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Ron Vitello will be leaving the agency at the end of the week. The Trump administration pulled Vitello's nomination for ICE director last week. Attorney General Bill Barr believes the FBI spied on President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Barr says he will be investigating how the Russia investigation began. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota believes
these questions that are being raised, I think, are valid ones. If governmental power was used to abuse the rights of American citizens, that's something that we need to know. Now, my experience is that the Attorney General is a very straight shooter. I think that he isn't going to go off half-cocked. He is looking into this.
The former owner of the Minnesota Vikings and his wife are dead. Police suspect that billionaire Irwin and Alexandria Jacobs were victims of a murder-suicide. They were found in their beds in their Lake Minnetonka home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Vice President Mike Pence is renewing the Trump administration's call for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to surrender power peacefully.
This body should revoke the credentials of Venezuela's representative to the United Nations, recognize interim President Juan Guaido, and seat the representative of the Free Venezuelan government in this body without delay.
It was a bad day at work. At 36,000 feet, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
An American Airlines flight attendant keeping her job despite having spilled drinks all over the CEO of the airline. Maddie Peters and the rest of the crew were warned last week that CEO Doug Parker was going to be joining them on a flight from Phoenix to Dallas. The 28-year-old Peters says she was offering beverages in first class, but someone in the aisle bumped into her and it sent her tray flying, spilling drinks all over the CEO. Parker laughed it off and reassured the flight attendant that she would not be fired.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More on our top story. President Trump is talking energy and border security in Texas. Republican Congressman Mike Walz of Florida tells Fox News right now illegal aliens have all the incentive to try to sneak into the United States.
Well, you know, right now there is just a massive kind of tractor beam. There is very little downside except for the arduous trek. Once you get to the United States, once you step foot in the United States with a child, basically you're going to be assimilated. You're going to be able to stay in the United States. The administration is damned if it does, damned if it doesn't on this one. Because of the Flores Agreement, the court agreement, children can't be held longer than 20 days. The administration has tried to keep children with their parents to avoid family separation, which they're getting beat up for. But if they do, then they're in violation of the court agreement. So this is a legislative fix. Congress needs to do its job. Mm-hmm. I think the president has been reasonable in putting deals on the table. And if we're serious, if the Democrats are serious about helping solve the problem, then they'll take them up on these offers.
A hospital employee in Orangeburg, South Carolina, is in critical condition after being shot at work. Regional Medical Center Hospital spokesman Charles Williams explains the shooter was a patient at the hospital before he left on his own.
The individual did return to the emergency department at approximately 8:50 with a weapon and began shooting inside the emergency department.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.